我哋今日读经嘅经文嚟自创世记第十五章第一到第二十一节。
Today's scripture reading is taken from the book of Genesis, chapter 15, verses 1 through 21.
我哋会先用启应嘅方式，用广东话读出，然后再用英文读出。
We'll first read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
创世纪第十五章第一节，这事以后，耶和华在异象中又话对亚伯兰说：亚伯兰，你不要惧怕，我是你的盾牌，必大大的赏赐你。亚伯兰又说。你没有儿子，你没有给我儿子，那生在我家中的人就是我的后嗣。于是领他到外边说：你向天观看，数算众星，能数得过来么？又对他说：你的后裔也将如此。耶和华又对他说：我是耶和华，曾领你出了加勒底的吾尔，为要将这地赐你为业。他说：你为我娶一只三年的母牛，一只三年的母山羊，一只三年的公绵羊，一只斑鸠，一只鸠鸽。有隻鳥下來落在那死畜的肉上，亞伯蘭就把它嚇飛了。又話對亞伯蘭說：你要的確知道，你的後裔必寄居別人的地，又服侍那地的人，那地的人將要苦待他們四百年。但你要享大寿数，平平安安的归到你列祖那里，被人埋葬。日落天黑，不料有冒烟的炉，并烧着的火把，从那些肉块中经过。就是基利人、基利洗人、亚摩利人。亚摩利人、迦南人、法加法人、耶布斯人之地。
Genesis chapter 15, verse 1. Sometime later, the Lord spoke to Abram in a vision and said to him, Do not be afraid, Abram, for I will protect you.And your reward will be great. You have given me no descendants of my own, so one of my servants will be my heir.Then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, Look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have. Then the Lord told him, I am the Lord who brought you out of Ur of the Chaldeans to give you this land as your possession. The Lord told him, bring me a three-year-old heifer, a three-year-old female goat, a three-year-old ram, a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. Some vultures swooped down to eat the carcasses, but Abram chased them away. Then the Lord said to Abram, you can be sure that your descendants will be strangers in a foreign land, where they will be oppressed as slaves for 400 years. As for you, you will die in peace and be buried at a ripe old age. After the sun went down and darkness fell, Abram saw a smoking fire pot and a flaming torch pass between the halves of the carcasses. The land now occupied by the Kenites, Kenizzites, and Kadmonites, Amorites, Canaanites, Girgashites, and Jebusites.
今日前牧師所傳講神約心跡嘅題目係亞伯蘭信神。
The title of Pastor Wilson's message, Abram, Believe God.
Did you notice in it's verse 14, there was a missing word. Anybody know what that word is? It's not fair if you understand Chinese or Cantonese, you can't answer because it was spelled out in Chinese. But how about in English?
第十四節英文那裡漏了一字,大家有沒有留意到?
Don't know any Chinese or can't read Chinese or can't understand Cantonese?
只有英文的人答答答,
you guys are on the spot. Verse 14, Andrew can hit verse 14. Break what?
第十四節,
we'll come away with great wealth. Good, very good. You guys are great. Sorry about that. Missed that one. No, but that's important. That's an important word in the context of the promise.
這個字在英語裡面很重要的。
Well, we're going to look this month at a portion of Abraham's story.
這個月我們會看到亞伯蘭一部分的故事。
And we see, again, the focus today is verse 6, we see that Abram believed God.
我們看到亞伯蘭信神。
God is the unwavering one.
神是不會改變的。
And Abram's soul, his entire being, is attached to God, the unwavering one.
而亞伯蘭整個人都是連繫於神,這位不變的神上邊。
That's important to remember as we go through the story, this true story, because the one constant in the narrative is God. He's steady.
所以這一點是很重要的,這個整個故事所講述的就是說這位不變的神,他很堅固穩定。
He's the dependable one.
他是那位可以依靠的。
In contrast, and the narrative does a beautiful the author of Genesis does a beautiful job in bringing this out. In contrast, Abram, though he's a man of faith, he's unpredictable, like the wind.
但相對於亞伯蘭這個人,雖然他是有信的人,但他的信不穩定,好像風一樣吹來吹去。
Right? Sometimes the wind kicks up and, hey, blows around, right? Sometimes it doesn't.
有時風會吹來,會動搖,有時風又不會吹到來。
Andrew, slide 2, please. Malachi 3:6, and I'm just concerned about the first portion here. For I, the Lord, what does it say? Do not change.
馬拉基書第三章第六節，佢嗰度話：因我耶和華是不改變的。
Again, in contrast, our understanding of God, our faith, as we grow, we take a baby step forward, maybe a baby couple steps back, steps forward. It goes through an entire journey of our lives that way.
我哋認識神就係我哋嘅信仰，我哋嘅信心，每一步慢慢慢慢一步一走，可能會走退一步，跟住但係行兩步，慢慢咁樣前進。
We're the ones who change.
我哋嗰位會改變嘅。
God doesn't improve with age.
神唔會話佢年紀越大，佢會越進步。
He's already perfect.
He's
already everlasting.
佢係永恆嘅。
So there's an inner consistency that you can rest on with God.
所以我哋喺安息喺神嘅裏邊，因為神係不變。
He never goes through an inward process of evolution.
佢唔會有一個內在嘅革新革命咁樣。
God never undergoes any mutations.
佢唔會有任何嘅變異。
As theologians would say, He is immutable.
好似神學家咁樣講，佢係唔會變嘅，不變。
Fancy word for God does not change.
呢個都係我哋所講嘅神係不變。
Changeableness, that's our trait as creatures, right?
我哋作為受造物，改變係喺我哋嘅特質嘅裏邊。
And as you know, as a fellow human being, some of our changes are for the better, others are not.
我哋有啲轉變係好嘅，但係有啲轉變係唔好嘅。
Other changes we regress.
有啲嘅轉變使到我哋會退後。
Those are a change for the worse.
係變得更加差。
God does not need to improve.
神唔需要去改進。
Again, He will not deteriorate.
佢亦都唔會變得萎縮。
You know, if you have a loved one who's aging, subject to decay, maybe more apparent than many of us, you know, memory lapses, dementia, that's sad.
可能你有啲你所愛嘅，尤其是係年長嘅，佢哋年紀越嚟越大，佢哋嘅身體越嚟越差，佢哋嘅記憶力越嚟越差。是很令人傷心的事。
That's why you and I, just like Abraham, need to believe, anchor your soul into God.
所以你和我，我們要將我們的靈魂是依靠在神的裏面。
Because God can't get dementia.
因為神不會有記憶衰退。
He cannot forget His promises.
他不會忘記他的應許。
He eternally knows everything.From the past to the present to the future.
他知道所有的事，由以往到现在到将来。
And therefore, you can depend on him.
所以你可以依靠他。
His word isn't flippant.
他的说话不会改变。
His word is reliable and truthful.
他的说话是真的，是可以依靠的。
And he will accomplish what he sets out to do.
他會成就他起先所計劃要做的事。
That's a great comfort, especially for us creatures, because we're different.
對我們受造物來說，這件事是一個 很大的安慰，因為我們很不同。
You can't say you're perfect. Even though you might be a very decent person, you're imperfect.
你不可以說自己是完美，雖然你是一個挺好的人，但是你不可以說自己是完美。
In fact, the Bible,describes us as spiritual weaklings.
我哋事實上喺屬靈上邊係好軟弱。
So that's why, like Abraham, we must believe.
所以好似亞伯蘭一樣，我哋需要去相信。
We must anchor into the person and work of the Christ.
所以我哋需要依靠耶穌基督佢嘅説話，佢嘅工作。
Now, before I get into more details, details concerning, Abraham's belief.
咁當我進入到講到亞伯蘭佢個信心嗰個更加詳細解釋嘅時候
，I need to explain what the text is alluding to, or if you're familiar with Genesis and Abraham's story, some of the things that are hard to wrestle with in our culture and day.
我哋要解釋下當時呢個故事嘅背景，咁亞伯蘭嗰個狀況，對於當時嘅文化嚟講，我哋今日可能好難明白。
And here's the clarification. It's concerning Hagar, which she appears in Genesis 16.
是关于夏甲在创世纪第十六章里面出现。
Okay. Hagar, as many of you know, in the Abraham narrative, is Sarah's slave girl.
夏甲其实是撒拉的一个婢女。
Now, let me make this clear. The Bible does not, repeat, does not condone slavery.
我们要很清楚的讲清楚，就是说这个圣经并不容许或者是去容许这个奴隶制度。
What the narrator is doing in Genesis here, in Abraham's story, is just reporting what happened in that culture, in that time. Sinful world, right?
但是这个创世纪的叙述，他在讲的就是当时那个现实的一个状况，一个堕落的世代。
God in the Bible is no way pardoning slavery.
但圣经没有说过神是纵容奴隶制度。
In fact, the Bible highlights the destructiveness of many of these cultural practices like polygamy, slavery.
事实上圣经是去谴责这些当时所实行的很多的制度，譬如是奴隶制或者是一夫多妻制。
Now, I don't have time to go through several examples in the Bible of God's dismay of these cultural tendencies. We already did that in Sunday school.
我们在主学其实都讲过神是不喜欢当时的文化所实施的这些制度。
But Abram could rationalize from Genesis 15:4, that's in the chapter we've just read, he could rationalize that the promise, God's promise of a son, quote, from your own body, end quote, could conceivably come from a slave wife.
咁亚伯兰佢谂到就系话，创世纪十五章第十四节，佢用到一个道理就系话，神应许佢由佢嗰度出嚟嘅一个儿子。咁呢个儿子由佢出嚟嘅时候，佢都可以系同一个婢女或者一个奴隶嘅婢女所生嘅，唔一定要从你嘅妻子所生。
Before we all get angry at Abram and say, "How could he? How could he not follow God in this way?"
我们都可能会立刻就去想到说，亚伯兰为什么可以去这样不跟随神呢？
He technically was in the lines of the boundary of what God said.
但好像技术上来讲，他其实是跟随着神所讲的东西。
Because the promise was from Abraham's body.
因为应许就是说从亚伯兰那里出来嘛。
So a surrogate paternity was an acceptable part of that culture, though God was dismayed about many things we do, many things they did.
但所以在当时的情况来讲，一个代母或者是从另一个女士所生的，她都当是她自己所生的。这个是当时那个社会，那个文化，那个实行的东西。虽然神是不喜欢这件事，好像今天对神对我们的文化很多事神都是不喜欢。
And if you're a Christian, that's an important thing to know, because you'll get pushback today from people out there, maybe people in here, of, hey, how can God condone slavery? He doesn't!
可能你会听到外面的人或者这里的人，有些人看到这段经文的时候，他们就说神为什么会容许奴隶制度呢？事实上是神是不喜欢的。
A thoughtful reading of the Bible, you cannot conclude that. God is not in favor of those bad cultural practices.
如果你小心去睇圣经嘅时候，你会得出嘅结论系神唔中意呢啲恶行。
And of course, he exposes them, those things that are contrary to his will in his word.
佢将呢啲嘢显露出嚟，俾我哋睇到呢啲同佢所佢嘅说话系相违背。
Okay, that's the sidebar. Now getting back to Abraham believed, right? Abraham's faith. We find one of the most, I'm not over-hyping this, one of the most important, let me stress that, important sentences in the entire Bible. It's verse 6.
那我们回到亚伯兰这个故事里面，去到一节的经文，可以说是整本圣经里面最重要的其中一节经文，第六节。
And he, referring to Abraham, believed the Lord. That's, again, that's the focus of this message. And here's the key. And he what? What does it say?
Count.
counted it to him, that's Abraham, as righteousness.
阿伯蘭信耶和華，耶和華就以此為他的義。
You see, God had come to Abram in a night vision, verse 1, right?
第一節他講到神來到阿伯蘭那裡在夜裡面。
And God promised Abram the unthinkable. He's 80 years old. Sarah's 80 years old. God promises what? A family.
阿伯蘭和撒拉已經是80多歲了，但神應許他們會有
That's not improbable. That is biologically impossible.
这个不是说不合适，但事实上在生理上是不可能。
That's the promise.
这个是神的应许。
And years to come, the descendants would have family reunions of largest proportion, according to verse 5 of chapter 15.
然后在将来的时候，神应许他有很多很多的后裔。
And not only that, Israel was promised, the descendants of Abraham were promised the land, verse 18, the land of promise.
第18节神都应许他们会有他们的土地。
So the point that you need to remember in the context here is what? God promised something quite impossible.
所以我们要看到一点，就是说神应许他有些事是不可能的。
80-year-old couples don't have babies.
80多岁的人怎么生小孩呢？
But here's God promising that very fact.
但神的应许是一个事实。
So I want you to put yourself in Abraham's shoes.
我想你代入阿伯兰的处境。
It might be hard, but hey, you know, you're like kind of slapping your face, waking up, you know, throwing water on your face. You got, am I dreaming?
Right,
you got water. Did I, you know, the chocolate cake that I ate last night, you know, what did it do to me?
Oh, come on, I'm missing
you. You know, you're saying, what's going on?
You know, 究竟发生什么事?
Abraham didn't do that. It says he believed in the Lord.
阿伯兰不是这么做，阿伯兰就圣经讲话，阿伯兰信耶和华。
Andrew, slide 3, Romans 8:28 says this, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to His purpose.
罗马书8:28说，我们晓得万事互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And Acts 16:31, and they said, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you'll be saved, and you and your household.
又在《使徒行传》16:31，当信主耶稣，你和你一家就必得救。
You might be scratching your head, right? That's it?
你可以想想，就这样。
Just believe?
就相信，就这样相信就可以了。
Don't have to join something?
不用去参加什么什么的吗?
Don't have to give something?
不用要给什么出来吗?
Don't have to promise something?
不用要答应什么吗?
It says just believe. Nothing more. Believe. In the Christ.
他只是说单单去相信基督。
That often seems impossible, right?
好像没什么可能这样。
Abraham teaches us to simply take God at face value, at His word.
阿伯兰给我们看一个学习的地方，就是说我们只是要去看神，相信神所讲的说话。
Again, I can't emphasize this enough. Verse 6.
第六节。
One of the most important verses in the Bible.
一个圣经里面一个很重要的，其中一个最重要的经文。
I'll read that again. Then he, that is Abram, believed in the Lord, and he, that is God, reckoned it to him. That's the New American Standard Version's translation of counted. Reckoned to him as righteousness.
阿伯兰信耶和华，耶和华就以此为他的义。
You know how important that is?
你知不知有几重要呢?
The Apostle Paul picks up that theme twice in his epistles.
保罗在他书信里面两次去引用这句经文。
You could look it up. Romans chapter 4, Galatians chapter 3.
罗马书第4章和加拉太书的第3章都有讲到。
And he does so, the Apostle Paul does so, not only to demonstrate that we should believe,
保罗他这样引用，不单止讲到话我们需要去相信。
Paul remarkably unfolds what happens when we believe.
然后保罗他继续讲，就是说当我们相信的时候，有什么会发生。
If you're familiar with the letter to the Romans, the letter to the Galatians, Paul emphasizes that when Abram believed in the Lord, God counted it to him as righteousness.
保罗在书信里面去解释说，当亚伯兰去信神的时候，神就将这个归为当是他的义。
Let me put that in another way so you can understand it. In other words, Abram was brought into what? A right relationship with the living God on the basis of what? Faith.
换句话说，神就是说亚伯兰去进入到和神一个正常和好的关系里面，是藉着什么呢？是藉着他的信心。
Trust.
他的相信。
What? God's salvation, redemption plan.
相信什么呢？就是相信神的拯救，神的救赎计划。
You know, if you ask the average person here, maybe also out there on Main Street, if you ask them this question, how can we be made right with God? You know what most people would answer?
如果你问周围的人，你怎样跟神有一个良好正常的关系呢？你猜很多人会怎样答呢？
Most likely they won't get at the core, the crux of the matter.
很多人都未必会捉到拿到那个重心。
Here's some typical answers I get.
一般的答案是这样。
Person X, how can you be made right with God?
他说你怎样跟神有一个和好的关系？
Person X might reply, go to church.
有一个人就会说，哦，去教会啦。
Wrong.
错。
Obey the Ten Commandments.
去遵行这个十戒啦。
Wrong.
你又错啦。
Read the Bible more and more and more.
看多点圣经啦。
Wrong.
你又错啦。
Of course, those things are good.
And
you ought to do those things, right?
这些是我们需要做的。
It will help you if you do those things.
可以帮助你，如果你是真的做的时候。
But what's the refreshing truth of Genesis 15:6?
但系开始创世纪十五章十六节嗰个真正嗰、那个重心喺边度咧
？It answers very clearly. How can you be made right with God?
你点样可以同神有一个和好嘅关系
？Take God at His word.
就系相信佢嘅说话。
His word is good.
佢嘅说话系好嘅。
It's steady.
系。
It's unchangeable.
穩定的。
By faith, take him at his word.
是藉著信心去相信他的說話。
All Abraham needed to do, take God at his word.
亞伯蘭所做的就是相信神的說話。
He didn't have to promise anything. He didn't have to do anything.
亞伯蘭自己不需要做什麼，不需要答應去做什麼。
As he trusted God, he was reckoned, counted as righteous in God's sight.
当他信神的时候，神就以此为是他的义，在神的眼中他是义的。
And just like five, the same is true for us.
对我们也是一样。
Paul can summarize all this in Romans 3, verse 28. We maintain that a man is justified, that is reckoned righteous, by faith, apart from works of the law.
保罗在罗马书三章二十八节，他总结这样讲话：，所以我们看定了，人称义是因着信，不在乎遵行律法。
So if a Christian out on Main Street asks you, as you go to the market, how can you be made right with God? What is your answer?
如果出边有人问，有个基督徒走嚟问你，你点样同神有一个和好的关系嘅时候，你点样答咧
？Same answer Abraham give.
好像亚伯兰的答案一样。
I take God at His word.
我就相信他的说话。
His word is good for me.
他的说话对我是好的。
I believe.
我相信。
Slide 6, Andrew. What does God tell us about that? What is the truth behind that? What's He telling us?
这个说话的真理后面是怎样的呢？神讲什么呢？
Well, as you can see on slide 6, Paul summarizes it in a very famous verse that many of us haven't memorized.He made him who knew no sin, that's Jesus, to be sin on our behalf, so that we might become, again that same phrase, the righteousness of God in him.
哥林德后书第五章二十一节，他说神使那无罪的，即是耶稣基督，替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
God sent Jesus to take our sins upon himself.
神差派耶稣基督将我们的罪加在他的身上。
And if we simply take God at his word, then it's secure, he is unchangeable, and trust what Jesus has done for us, you will be counted as righteous.
很简单的就是说，我们只要去相信他所说的说话，就是相信耶稣基督，我们就会被他看为是我们是义的。
Now, can we just close the book and go home now?
那我们是不是这样圣经就走得呢？
You know Abraham's story.
你知道亚伯兰的故事跟着是怎样？
Can we do that? Can we just close the book and go home now?
是不是可以这样书这样走呢？
Unfortunately, no. Because what happens in Genesis 16?
在創世紀十六章有什麼事發生？
He's indeed a man of faith, but many, many foolish desires.
他是有信心的人，但是很多時候我們看到他有很多很多很愚蠢的一些私欲。
He falls prey to it, just like us.
他在這些事情上跌倒。
That's why we can't first close the book and go home now.
好像我們一樣，我們都很愚蠢，所以我們不是就這樣看完那句話，刪了聖經這樣就搞定。
Actually, I mean we could, but we shouldn't.
我們不應該。
We should, you know why? You know why?
為什麼呢？
Foolishness, that's what our sinful tendency is.
因為我們很愚拙的，這個是我們在我們的罪性裡面。
Right, because what happens in Genesis 16? Oh, Sarah has this idea. Hagar, let's...try to have a baby through Hagar.
十六章有咩事發生呢？就係話亞伯蘭就係攞咗夏甲做妾侍。
Hagar's a lot younger. Our odds are better.
因為夏甲係更加後生啊，就可以生兒養女。
What's wrong with that?
有咩問題呢？
What's wrong with that? Hey, take matters in our own hands. God's not acting. It's been a couple of decades. Couple of decades now. After I heard that promise, nothing's happening.Why can't I take matters in my own hands? Why can't I do it myself?
好似亚伯兰咁啊，过咗几十年啦，我听完神嘅应许都几廿年，神好似都冇做嘢，咁不如我自己去有所行动，我自己去做啲嘢啦。
You know,
有咩问题咧
？Kind of rationalize things, right? Maybe God is waiting for me to take the initiative.
佢咧将啲事情咧合理化，佢话佢可能谂话啊，神可能谂等紧我去做嘢。
And besides.Any husband, you can ask any husband. It's so difficult when you see your wife so sad, so angry. Sarah was sad. Sarah was angry.
我睇到聖經佢描述話，撒拉係好傷心、好憤怒。對於一個丈夫嚟講，睇到個妻子係咁哀傷、咁憤怒嘅時候，佢亦都覺得好唔舒服。
If you read carefully the Abraham story, Genesis 15 to 18.Actually, it's a little further back too, in Genesis 14. If you read the story carefully, deep emotional pain. Sarah is in deep emotional pain.
如果你睇成个故事嘅时候，你睇到撒拉喺当时嘅时候系一个好深嘅、好伤痛嘅处境。
If you're a husband, you see your wife in deep emotional pain, that's a lot of pressure. Guys, don't deny that. You know.A lot of pressure. Hey, conform to her idea.
如果你是丈夫的时候，你看到妻子是这样的处境，对于你来说也都会有很大的压力。跟着怎样呢？跟着你就可能会去尽量怎样去迁就，去采取他的意见。
Forget what God said. Forget it. Take matters into your own hands.
他说不用再想是神说什么了，我们自己去做决定。
Besides Abraham, Abram,He's doing nothing wrong. It's for my own body. That's the promise.
而且亚伯兰可能谂，哇，我都冇做错嘢啦，呢个都系我嘅仔啊，即系生出嚟嘅时候，由我嗰度出嚟。
What's wrong with Sarah's motive? What's wrong?
咁撒拉佢嗰个动机有咩问题咧
？Sarah says, and we didn't read this verse, Genesis 16:1. I'll read it for you. The Lord.Has kept me from having children. It's his fault.
他说十六章第一节那里讲话神呢去阻止他去怀孕，这个是神的错。
And this is the preposition, the premise of her whole plan.
他的计划就是基于这个动机。
And hey, can we falter?
咁我哋可唔可以指責佢咧
？He doesn't see God on her side。
喺佢嘅立場，佢睇唔到神。
She believes he's actively against her。
佢睇到嘅就係話神咧不斷係敵擋住佢。
And her reasoning is pretty logical, right? God is against me having children. Therefore, I'm taking matters into my own hand. We're going to have children.
咁佢嗰個思路就係話神喺度敵擋我，唔俾我細路仔，咁我咪自己諗辦法去解決咯。
No use waiting for God.
冇必要去等神啦。
We're going to have to do it, Abraham, ourselves.
佢話對亞伯蘭講：我哋要自己做嘢啦。
We can't be too hard on them because we do the same thing, right?
我哋都唔可以指責佢哋，因為我哋亦都係咁樣。
But her plan, her motive rests on a falsehood, and that's why it's dangerous, and that's why it's doomed to fail.
佢嘅計劃，佢嘅動機係基於一個錯誤嘅諗法。以致所以佢嘅計劃係至終都係失敗。
But we can't be too hard on Sarah only，
因為我哋但係我哋唔可以完全都怪曬撒拉。
In fact, Abraham is at fault even greater。
事實上，亞伯蘭嘅錯係更加大。
Here's my next question to you: What is wrong with Abraham's choice？
咁我另一個問題就係亞伯蘭佢呢個選擇有咩問題咧？
Several things. First, Abraham's response did not challenge the false premise. He's responsible. He's the head of the household. He is responsible to challenge.
首先就係
challenge the wrong premise.
首先就係亞伯蘭係應該要負對呢件事情要負責，因為佢首先應該要去挑戰撒拉佢呢個假設嗰個諗法。
Yes, he should love Sarah. And Sarah had probably has many wise ideas, but not this one.
冇錯，佢係愛撒拉，佢有好多好有智慧嘅決定，但係呢個係一個冇智慧嘅決定。
As far as we know from the text, God spoke directly to Abraham. We're not quite sure if he spoke directly to Sarah or not. Probably not.
我哋知道以往神係直接同亞伯蘭去説話，我哋唔知道神有冇對撒拉講過嘢。聖經也都冇咁樣講過。
So Abraham's more culpable. He had direct connection with God. God appeared to him in a vision.
所以亞伯蘭應該負一個更大嘅責任，因為佢對神要向神去負責，直接神係直接向佢啟示。
And we won't get into the oath that cutting the animals and the covenant today, but hey, he's given all that, not Sarah.
我哋今日唔會講到跟住落嚟所講立約啊、賜愛動物嗰啲嘢，但係呢啲係全部都係俾亞伯蘭，唔係俾撒拉。
Why is that important to know that Abraham is more culpable, blameworthy than his wife Sarah in this fiasco that's happening？
點解我哋需要知道亞伯蘭喺呢件事上邊要負更大嘅責任呢
？Well, let me put it in 21st century terms, and I owe this illustration to a colleague of mine who went on a summer mission to Afghanistan.
咁我哋或者講一個我有一個同事佢去到阿富汗。
They're in the mountains of Afghanistan. Do you know there are Christians there？
佢哋住喺阿富汗嘅山區，你知唔知道當地有基督徒嘅咧
？Former Muslims who come to faith in Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, they are scattered in the mountains of Afghanistan. You know, Taliban's there。
呢啲回教徒佢哋嚟到相信耶穌基督之後，佢哋係遍佈喺呢啲住喺呢啲山區裏邊匿埋，但係呢啲塔利班嘅遊擊隊都喺嗰度。
They have hardly any Christian instruction. I don't think they have the Bible in their hands in their language.
佢哋可能甚至乎冇佢哋語言所寫成嘅聖經，亦都冇任何嘅關於佢哋嘅信仰嘅教導嘅材料。
I don't want to spoil your Sunday.You're more culpable. You live in New York City. You live in the most prosperous nation ever in the face of the world, history of the world. You're more culpable for not learning things in Christian life that are available to you.
而你住喺呢個城市、呢個國家、呢個最富庶嘅國家，你有咁多嘅資源，而你唔去好學習神嘅話語，學習你嘅信仰嘅時候，你又應該負一個更加大嘅責任，更加受譴責。
Okay, it's not just me. I'm not Mr. spoil your Sunday. This is God. God says, you're more culpable. You're more responsible because you have the Bible in so many translations, as if many translations in Chinese too. You have available to you Christian instruction, Sunday school. You go on the internet, there's a lot of free sermons. You are more culpable of not applying God's word to your life.
神话你有咁多嘅资源，无论系网上边或者系你嘅圣经唔同嘅译本，而你唔去使用、唔去学习嘅时候，你更加要系受责备。
And you don't think I sweat at night thinking about that? That includes me too.
呢个都包括我自己。
God says you and I, we're more blameworthy for neglecting learning, drawing near the Lord.
神话你同我，如果我哋唔去靠近神，有咁多嘅资源唔去学习去靠近神嘅时候，我哋会受责备。
If you're slothful,
如果你系懒惰
，what God has given you, you will be held accountable by the living God for that.
如果你有咁多嘅资源，而你系咁懒惰嘅时候，神要你负更加大嘅责任。
Right? You know that horrible scene in the New Testament. I never knew you. Depart.From me, you evil doer. That's what the scriptures say.
在新約聖經，是一個很可怕的處境，就是說將來你見神的時候，神說我不認識你，你這些行惡的人，快點走開。
The main thing wrong with Abram's response is he chooses salvation through self-effort. Self-effort rather than salvation.Through grace,
亚伯兰嗰个回应错误嘅地方就系话佢选择用自己嘅方法去实行呢个拯救，唔系藉住恩典，系自己嘅努力。
And as you can see, Paul lays this out clearly in Galatians chapter 4.
保罗喺加拉太书第四章亦都讲得好清楚。
There, Ishmael is Hagar's child, right? Through Abraham, he speaks of Ishmael born in an ordinary way, right?
这个以实玛利是夏甲所生的，是一个很即是平常亚伯兰和夏甲所生的。
Then Galatians 4 verse 29 goes on and says, verse 23 and 29 goes on and says what? Compares with Isaac, son that was miraculously born to two aged people, right? Sarah and Abraham.
在加拉太书第四章那里，保罗相对比以撒和以實瑪利他們怎樣出生的不同。
Born, as verse 29 says, by the power of the Holy Spirit.
他說以撒是藉著聖靈的能力所生。
See, Paul here recognized that Ishmael, Hagar's son, was by human ability.
而他形容夏甲的兒子以實瑪利是按著血氣所生，是人的努力。
It did not take divine intervention, divine promise, power of the Holy Spirit,to bring about Ishmael.
不需要神的超自然的方法，不需要圣灵的能力，而以实玛利是出生。
However, if Sarah was going to be the bearer of Abraham's son, God would have to do a miracle.
而如果撒拉要去怀孕生子的时候，是需要神的超自然的能力去介入。
No ifs, ands, or buts.
冇話得唔得
？You see, it requires nothing less than miraculous intervention of God.
係需要神嘅超自然佢嘅神蹟嘅介入。
Do you see what Paul's getting at?
你睇唔到保羅想講乜嘢咧
？Andrew slide 9, Paul uses Abraham and Sarah's situation as he writes to us in Galatians chapter 4 to make an important point. He says these things may be taken figuratively, for the women represent two ways, two covenants, two agreements.
保罗用亚伯兰和撒拉嗰个故事在新约里面去解释，就系话呢个都是一个比方，喺嗰两个妇人是两约。
He says one way, Hagar, Ishmael symbolizes salvation through works of the law。
一方面，夏甲同埋以实玛利就代表住人用佢嘅自己嘅能力，系藉住呢个遵行律法嘅方法。
That's not the way of the promise。
呢个唔系所应许嘅。
And on the other hand, Sarah。 And baby Isaac symbolized what? Reliance on God's promise. Salvation by God's grace.
相对于撒拉同埋以撒，以撒嘅出生系基于神嗰个能力，神嘅恩典系神嘅应许。
Right? Works. That's a normal religious approach to God. That's not the gospel.
呢个靠人嘅能力，好似好多嘅宗教所讲嘅就系话靠住人做嘅嘢，呢个唔系福音所讲。
That's what most people think and do.
呢个好多人都系咁样做。很多人都是这样想。
You know what the religious approach is? I give God a righteous record. He owes me. Owes me blessing. Owes me salvation.
那些实行宗教的人做什么呢？他说我做这些事，而神呢就欠了我，他给我那个拯救，给我的恩典。
All the religions of the world say that.
世界上所有的宗教都是这样讲。
The gospel is different. Gospel's approach is God.Through Jesus Christ gives me a perfect righteousness by faith, I will now live and give my life to Him.
这个福音就是说神去将耶稣基督给我，神的义给了我。这个就是我们不需要做什么，我只是单单去相信。
That's why I said Genesis 15:6 is the most important verse in the Bible. Because Paul uses it to bring out the gospel.
所以我说这个创世纪十五章第六节这个很重要的经文，因为保罗用这个经文去带出这个福音。
Sarah is mistaken. She says, don't wait for God. Let's do it ourselves.
而撒拉的错就是说不用等神了，我们自己去实行这件事。
God says, that's not good enough.You need my miraculous intervention for you to be saved.
但是神说你是需要我的神迹，我的介入，你才可以得救。
In other words, Abram could have trusted God for saving grace in history, but instead, folly chooses the way of self.
換句話說，亞伯蘭原本可以相信神，神的恩典，但是他用了自己的方法。
How does this relate to us today?
那怎樣應用在我們今天呢？
Every single person here and out there will be tested concerning your faith. You will be tested.
我們每一個人在這裡或者外面，我們的信心都會被試驗。
That's one of the major themes of Abraham's narrative. You will be tested. Your faith will be tested.
亚伯兰的故事就是说你的信心会被试验。
That theme is pretty obvious.
这个主题很明显。
One of the prominent themes in Abraham's story.
这个亚伯兰整个故事都是这样。
Now, if you're like me, I say, why? Why? Because, why is he exposed to all these tests? You know, some he fails, some he passes.If God saved us by grace, why all the testing? Why?
你可能会想话，如果神系藉住恩典去拯救我哋，点解我哋嘅信心要被试验呢？
I know kids, you're out on summer break, and I'd be like Scrooge for reminding you of school, but I can't think of any better illustration than educational testing to bring my point home.
我哋知道我哋嘅年轻人都放紧假，咁我都唔想再提考试嘅，但系。學校的考試是一個很好的比喻。
On the one hand,
一個例子。
A test purpose is what? Students, what's the purpose of a test?
這個考試的目的是什麼呢？做學生的，考試的目的是哪裡？
Students, what's the purpose of a test?
考試拿來做什麼呢？
To reveal what's your true ability.
去看看你真正的能力在哪裡。
Test can be faulty, by the way. You can ask Wilson, he's a teacher, right? Or Jensine, right?If you're a teacher out there, Rebecca, could be faulty, right? Test could be faulty.
冇錯，嗰啲考試嗰啲測驗可能會本身會有問題。
Test purpose reveal your true ability. That could be good news or bad, right?
但呢個考試嘅目的就係要睇出你真正嗰個能力喺邊度，可能係一個好消息，可能係個壞消息。
The function of the test is to give you a picture of your real condition.
这个试验的目的就是说要看出你真正的那个你的 睇出你真正嗰一面係點樣。
Now that's only one purpose. What's the other purpose?
不過即係其中一個目的，另一個目的係邊度咧
？Talk about educational test. What is the other purpose? Anyone?
講緊考試啊，考試嘅另一個目的係乜嘢
？Teachers, especially put the pressure on three people or teachers.
有老師嘅。
What is the other purpose of an educational test?
考試嘅另一個目的係乜嘢
？To enable the student to learn.To grow in the area that is being tested,
就要幫助嗰個學生喺佢被考試嗰個範圍上邊係更加長進、更加有深嘅認識。
In the same way, faith cannot really be measured. You know, I can measure my weight, get on a scale, record it. 2 weeks, get on that scale again, record it. Right?
但係呢個信心唔能夠被就咁去量度，好似我哋嘅體重可以好容易被量度。你走上一個磅度磅一磅嚇，一睇就知。
Faith can't, you can't do that with faith.
但係信心唔可以咁樣。
Only you can test it.
但係可以被試驗。
That's why we go through trials.
所以我要經歷呢、這個鍛鍊。
Every day you are tested.Your faith is tested.
每一日你嘅信心都被试验、被考验。
And sadly to say, those difficulties and challenges they show us our true condition, our true immaturity of the faith.
呢啲嘅挑战、呢啲困难都俾我哋睇到我哋嘅信心喺边度，我哋信心嘅真实嘅程度。
And at best, it moves us to the new level of spiritual maturity.
如果向好一邊嘅時候，就幫助我哋喺我屬靈生命上面更加 成熟。
Do you see what faith is? And this is really the key to the entire message. If you have, if the heat's gotten to you, if you can't remember anything else, remember this one line.
你信心係乜嘢？如果你乜嘢都唔記得啊，熱得滯，你乜嘢都唔記得，但係你淨係要記得呢樣嘢。
Slide ten. Faith. Is a response to God's word.
信心係咩咧？就係回應神嘅話語。
If you can't remember anything else today,
如果你乜嘢都唔記得
，faith is a response to God's word.
就係信心就係回應神嘅話語。
Faith was not Abraham working up something in himself. I gotta try more. I gotta try harder. Some confidence. I need more confidence, and then God will bless me. That's not faith.
信心唔係話啊，我要做啲嘢，做啲嘢嚇，使到自己嘅信心係更加成長，以致神接納我。呢個唔係信心。
In fact, regrettably, that's how faith is portrayed today.
但係今日好多人都以為信心係咁樣。
We're told wrongly, faith is something you conjure up, you know, just mix up in your inside your being, right, and mix it up and get going.
好多人會話啊，你自己去挺起胸膛，你自己係增強自己嘅信心，然後繼續向前行啦。
That's why it's important to study the Bible.
但係唔係咁樣，應該啊。
That's not happening in Genesis 15.
我哋所做嘅應該好似係創世記十六章嗰度咁樣講。
As you see the story of Abraham, that's not what he's doing.
亞伯拉罕所做嘅唔係好似咁。
He didn't just decide that he would just believe.
佢唔係就咁決定話我要相信多啲。
On the contrary, the whole thing is God's idea. God appears to him.
但相反嘅係，成個事情都係神去決定，神去向佢顯現。
God gives him the promise.
神俾佢應許。
Abraham simply, very simple, responds. Responds to God. That's all faith is responding.
亞伯蘭所做嘅就係單單去回應神嗰個話語，神嘅應許。
Or to put it simply, Abraham took God at His word.
簡單嚟講，就係話亞伯蘭就係單單相信神所講嘅説話。
Abraham believed God.
亞伯蘭信神。
Faith is a response to God's word.
信心就係回應神嘅話語。
And if it's a response to God's word, put two and two together, shouldn't we be more familiar with God's word?
If
it's just a response.
如果信心是回应神的话语的时候，那我们是不是应该更加清楚明白神的话语呢？
Again, faith is not perfection. We're going to fall. We're going to do ugly things, sinful things.
我们会去做坏的事，我们仍然会有罪。
Abraham proves in chapter 16 that a person can be a true believer and really, really be foolish.
第16章俾我哋睇到亚伯兰系一个真心相信嘅人，但系佢都会做一啲好愚蠢嘅行为。
And that's not to excuse us from our sinful ways.
但系并唔系话我哋随便犯罪就得。
But do you see the emphasis of the Bible?
但系圣经所强调系乜嘢咧
？Faith.
信心。
Responding to God's word.
回应神嘅话语。
Ultimately, our salvation rests not on our performance.
我哋嘅拯救唔系在乎于我哋嘅表现。
Our faith.Rest on God's promise.
我哋嘅信心系建基于神嘅应许。
And He doesn't change. We vacillate. He does not change.
神系不改变，我哋经常会动摇，但系神系不改变。
You know why we got to have more sermons on Genesis 15? Because here's the problem. We're tempted to doubt.We do a good job in giving in to that temptation.
點解我哋要更加多嘅去講道講到創世記咧？因為我哋好多時都會懷疑，我哋懷疑嘅時候，我哋要跌入呢個試探裏邊。
If you're honest with yourself, you will admit your faith is wobbly, wavering back and forth constantly.
如果你誠實嘅時候，你知道你嘅信心成日都會去動搖。
That's one of Satan's devices to.Get you off track. He does that to all of us.
呢個係撒旦所用嘅其中一個嘅方法，去使到我哋離開我哋嘅信心。
It worked so well in the garden. That's what it did to Eve and Adam. Deception.
佢喺伊甸園裏邊亦都好成功咁樣去欺騙咗。
You remember what
Eve and
Adam? Serpent, Satan said to them, "Did God really say that?"
你記唔記得撒旦喺當時佢講乜嘢咧？佢話神係咪真係咁樣講
？Is God really looking out for your interests, your good interests? How come you're suffering? Is He really looking out for you?
佢話神係咪真係去為咗你嘅好處咁樣做咧？佢係咪真係去關心你咧
？That's one of Satan's primary strategies.
呢個係撒旦所用嘅其中一個最主要嘅方法。
And he planted doubt in the garden, which the garden was before the fall. Everything was perfect. How much greater is the temptation for us in a world gone against God, fallen world?
在这个堕落之前，这个伊甸园是完美的，但是撒旦可以去将这个谎言种在这个伊甸园里面。而相对于我们今天在一个堕落的社会里面，撒旦难道不可以用更加同樣的方法去做這些事嗎?
Sadly to say, there's a great chasm that exists between God's promise and our experience of faith.
在神的應許和我們自己信心的經歷上面好像有一個很大的缺口。
I don't know about you, but I always rack my head against the wall and I say, is this problem ever going to be resolved?
我不知道你們怎樣，但是我都會想過，這個問題究竟會不會真的得到解決呢?
God, what?If things don't get better,
你問神，如果呢啲事情唔能夠唔會變得更加好嘅時候，咁點算咧
？What will become of me because of this bad situation?
咁呢個咁差嘅狀況，我最終會點樣咧
？And you know, surprisingly in the Bible, the greatest temptation happens when you're at the spiritual heights. Did you know that? Just ask Elijah.
喺聖經裏邊，一個最大嘅試探就係話，當你喺一個屬靈嘅高峰之後發生。
First Kings 18, one day he's on the top of the mountain exposing the prophets of Baal. Wow, look what God is doing.
好似以利亞喺《王紀》上嘅故事裏邊，佢對巴別嘅呢啲嘅祭司點樣去對抗佢哋。
And you turn the page, First Kings 19, what's next? He is running for his life.Death threats from Queen Jezebel.
而到下一章點樣咧？佢就係佢要避開呢個皇后耶洗別嘅追殺。
First Kings 19, for he runs into the wilderness. He's depressed. He's praying that he would die.
佢躲避耶洗別去到個曠野裏邊，佢坐低，佢覺得好哀傷，佢想死，佢求死。
Because Satan whispers in your ear, "Is God really good? Look at you. Look what's happening to you. Is God really good?"
撒旦在他耳边去讲话，你看看你自己而家咁嘅状况，神系咪真系咁好咧
？Is this any way to reward someone loyal to you？
佢系咪咁样去 去回報嗰啲向佢忠心嘅仆人咧。
Satan whispers that.
撒旦係咁樣講。
In your ear, especially if you've done good for the Lord, if you've served Him and you've sacrificed for Him, those temptations and darts and arrows will come fiercely towards you.
特別是當你去服侍神、為神去犧牲的時候，呢啲咁嘅説話、呢啲咁嘅試探，會好似箭咁樣嚟到你嗰度。
So what do we do?
我哋點做咧
？Abraham made a lot of mistakes, but one thing we see God's in this whole ordeal here, and I'll try to summarize because I'm out of time.
亞伯蘭做咗好多嘅錯誤，但係神點樣去回應？
Abraham is not simply wanting cuddly Abraham Jr., you know, who smiles as a baby. He's not looking for that.
Abraham 唔係淨係單單要一個好可愛嘅 BB 抱住喺手咁就高興。
He wants to see God's purpose of blessing that promised to happen, so the whole world will be blessed by God's salvation plan. That's what he wants.
亞伯蘭想睇到嘅就係話神嗰個應許，萬國都要得福嘅應許要成就。
He wants God's blessing flow out of him。
佢想神嘅祝福從佢嗰度流出嚟。
Into the lives of the nations of the world。
進入到呢個世界嘅國家裏邊。
And my challenge to you, Grace Church, is: Are you longing for that? Are you living for that?
我今天俾英人堂嘅挑戰就係話，你所渴望嘅就係係咪咁樣
？Do you want to see God's kingdom come more and more through you, as you are the vehicle of God to others？
你咪想睇到神嘅祝福從你嗰度流出咧？你去代表神喺呢個世界嘅時候，你係咪想睇到呢樣嘢？神嘅國臨到咧
？I ask myself all the time. You know what I answer sometimes? Hey.God, I just want you to solve this little problem here. Yeah. Just solve this problem.
你知唔知好多時候我都想同神講咧，就話我只係想你去解決咗我呢啲小小嘅問題，即係我唔想睇到咁大。
Close with this. Andrew, slide 11. Remember the promise. Look up in the sky, see the many stars. You will have that many descendants, Abraham.
你記唔記得神俾嘅應許咧？話你睇下上天上嘅星星有幾多
？The prophet Jeremiah 32:17. I'll close with this. He says, "Ah, Lord God, it's you who have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and by your outstretched arms. Nothing is too hard for you."
先知耶利米佢咁樣講嘅話，主耶和華。你曾用大能和伸出来的棒臂创造天地，在你没有难成的事。
And God proved that in the giving of His Son Jesus, right?
神藉住将耶稣基督俾过我哋去证明咗。
The miracle of miracles.
呢个神迹奇事。
When you remember God's salvation plan for you, that will help you in your wavering of your faith.
当你喺你嘅信心上边去跌倒或者系。唔穩定飄嚟飄去嘅時候，你要記得神俾你嗰個救恩，嗰個拯救。
That's why remembering, as we looked at last time, is so important. Remembering God's salvation plan for you.
所以要記得，好似我哋上次所講，要記得神俾你嘅救贖嘅計劃嘅時候，會幫助到你。
Jesus lives the perfect righteous life for you.
耶穌過一個完全聖潔嘅生活。
And He dies in your place to pay your sin penalty.
神并且耶稣基督并且死为你而死，为你付上罪的代价。
When you doubt, waver, focus in on Jesus and the cross, and your faith will be renewed.
当你的信心是不稳定的时候，你要看下耶稣基督，你的信心就会被更新。
And even though we're like Abraham, we're going to waver, he saw the promise, and he received the promise eventually. Not in this life.
我哋会好似亚伯拉罕咁样，我哋会跌倒，我哋会失脚，但系我哋要去睇神嘅应许，睇神嘅应许点样成就。
But in the life to come，
可能唔喺今生，但系喺来生嘅时候。
Father, we thank you for Abraham's story.
天父，你感謝亞伯拉罕呢個故事。
And there's so much more here in Genesis 15 and 16. And so as we look through that in July, we ask for your help to anchor our souls into you.
特別呢個月，我哋會睇創世記十五十六章呢個故事嘅時候，讓我哋嘅生命係建基喺你嘅身上邊。
Renew our faith.
更新我哋嘅信心。
Strengthen us to battle our unbelief.
去幫助我哋對我哋嘅不信去爭戰。
And help us to move forward in this life.
幫助我哋喺今生去向前。
For we are a people of hope.
因為我哋有盼望。
The resurrection hope of the Lord Jesus Christ.
係耶穌基督復活嘅盼望。
For we ask that in the name of Jesus, Amen.
奉耶穌基督嘅名而求，阿門。